possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Talking about some of these young guys, obviously everybody's really excited about Samuel Basayo. He just got that extension last week. We got Dylan Beavers out here. And as much as, you know, we did rip on the Orioles earlier in the hour about not having great at-bats yesterday, Beavers continues to have really good at bats, in my opinion. He's working long counts. Even when he strikes out, you feel good about, you know, his approach at the plate in that at bat. So I've been impressed with him. Jeremiah Jackson, he just keeps hitting. I don't know where he can play defensively, but I know his bat plays. So I he's a guy. We're in that time of year where obviously it's a lost year. You kind of want to see what you have going into next season and who can be some of these surprise pieces that could contribute next year. And I don't know if there's been anybody that's done more for themselves in terms of guys that maybe you weren't thinking was going to be a part of the plans next year other than Jeremiah Jackson. I mean, in a time right now where there's been so much inconsistency throughout the lineup, his bat has been one of the more consistent things for them offensively.
Yeah. With all the guys that came up, you know, Basayo, Beavers, Jackson, you know, although the team has had its struggles, these guys are, one, they're excited to be here because they're living out their dream to play in the big leagues. So that's number one. So you have this new energy about you, and then with that energy, you can go out there and enjoy each moment. You're not necessarily stuck in the mud. Not that, you know, that's fair to say for all the players here in the big leagues for the Orioles, but I've mentioned in the past when things aren't going well for a season and you're up there and you're going through that grind of a 162, and the Orioles have had a lot of downs this year, some ups, but more downs than ups, that weighs on you mentally and physically. But for these young guys, that's that energy you're seeing. Mm-hmm. And they realize and understand what they are playing for. Yeah, they're playing to help the Baltimore Orioles win, but they're also playing to leave an impression that they should be a part of this team in 2026. You know, and actually going back then, let's go back in time since you mentioned Jeremiah Jackson, Cordell. Back in 2021, you know, the Orioles were looking for a utility guy.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, the guy that they traded, Ramon Urias, was that person that got his opportunities in 2021 in a season that the Orioles lost a whole heck of a lot of ball games.
Mm-hmm.
And he developed into that role, developed into a guy that ended up winning a gold glove, and ultimately now turned into a valuable piece, a piece that then got traded, and he's playing in Houston to have an opportunity to help them go and win a World Series. So Jeremiah Jackson's looking that he can be that part. Mm-hmm. And as far as Sam Bisaccia, we already know Sam's going to play. The talent's there. The investment is there for Sam. But Dillon Beavers was a guy that going into this year, people liked, but they didn't know really enough about him. They didn't think that he was going to fit into this outfield room. Well, guess what, Cordell? The Orioles have an outfield need. And Dillon Beavers is proving why he had so much success in the minor leagues is that his approach at the plate is so advanced. He has a compact swing. He doesn't try to do too much at the plate. He battles it out. And I like to use the phrase, do you look comfortable? Do you look like you belong? Dillon Beavers checks every single box. So, yeah, I mean, there are negatives to this year, but the big positive over the last 2 to 3 weeks, Cordell, has been these opportunities that these young guys are starting to seize. And then the next thing is, if you earn that role, well, Kent, what's your encore? Because it's one thing to have that feeling of emotion and being happy right now, and I'm here and I'm battling, but it's not what you do your first year. It's what's your encore to stay in the bigs?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the big thing. I mean, I remember when Gunnar got called up on the back end of the season his first year, and, you know, he kind of gave people that a little bit of a preview of what you could expect from him going forward. And to that point, he backed it up the next year and even beyond that. So definitely hoping that's the case with these guys. I want to see these guys play as much as possible. And it's no secret. They're trying to stay under these at 130 at bats, whatever it is for guys like Bisaccia and Beavers. It is what it is, whatever. I don't even have a problem with that, to be honest with you. Only time that kind of irks me is when you do it at home. Like, it's a lost year. Give the fans something to see. Yeah, give your home fans something to see. I think Bisaccia should be in the lineup every home game. Same with Beavers. If you want to pull that stunt on the road, you want to go to San Francisco and not play them, so be it. But on a day game like yesterday, for neither one of those guys to be in the lineup, that was disappointing to me because you got to do something for your home fans. But I think everybody's been pleased with what they've seen from these guys. They just want to see more from them.
Yeah, I mean, and also, by the way, the whole rule of wait until August 15th. But, hey, now August 15th is here, but you still got to be under, what, 130 at-bats?
Yeah.
That's ludicrous to me of why it is. Have it be the date and be done with it.
Right.
August 15th, so what? He gets 150, 170, and maybe he gets up there to 200 at-bats. Who cares? Set the date and let them be rookie eligible going into next year. You know, there's always that business side, Cordell, right? Mm-hmm. If you're looking at it from the business side of your fans want to see your young talent, yeah, absolutely. And on the manager side, at least with Tony Manzolino and the Orioles, they have a system of how many off days, whether it's home or away, that they're going to follow that system, and that's what we've seen. You know, that's just the reality of it. But the reason why I talk so much emphasizing that date, these games matter for these young guys. They just matter no matter what moving forward, Cordell. So the more that you get them the exposure to handling this, the better off they're going to be in the long term here. So I want to push that threshold as much as you can because this is a very valuable time for those guys. And I'll even take it a step further. It's not just valuable for these young players that just debuted, Cordell. This is valuable times for those players like Jackson Holliday that has gone through his bumps and bruises, but he's had a really solid year. This is important for Gunnar Henderson to finish the season strong. All of that matters here down the stretch, so I hope that people can understand the Orioles might not win a ton more games, but for the development of this young group, learning how to deal when things aren't going your way, that is going to stick with them no matter what moving forward, and they have to be able to handle that.
Coming up next on the program, we'll talk some Orioles baseball with Steve Molesky. Get Steve's thoughts on the Orioles getting swept by the Boston Red Sox. We'll look ahead to the next series as well. And we'll talk about some of these young guys and Jeremiah Jackson. Have they impressed Steve to this point? We'll ask him next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.